You are listening to Your Family Matters, all things marriage, divorce, and co-parenting with your host, Naomi Douglas, marriage coach and divorce coach. These are your top tips to disaster-proof your divorce. Hi, I'm so glad you've come to listen to this particular podcast. I'm recording this podcast specifically to walk you through the little quick guide on top tips to disaster-proof your divorce. That guide is just a real quick summary of some important elements that I want you to be thinking about in terms of your divorce. And so I really want to walk you right through those. All of these tips is a message that a divorce process is a very difficult one, a very confusing one, and it's a time that's just so important in terms of being careful to do the best that you can and to avoid the things that are going to really make things difficult for you. So what I'm wanting to help you to do is to get rid of all the extra noise and to manage things with a level of clarity that's pretty difficult to come by amidst all the emotional turmoil that exists during a divorce. So the tip number one is around being discerning when speaking to friends and family. And that's in there because it is a time where it's important to get support from your friends and family. However, you don't want to have a whole lot of different perspectives and different types of advice coming your way and just confusing the situation. The thing about your friends and your family is that, first of all, the good thing is, you know, they care a lot. The other side of that, though, is because they care a lot, they have an emotional investment in what's happening. Now, that's good, except that they don't necessarily know all of the important things there are to know about divorce in order to base their advice on. And what they will be doing is they'll be basing it on their own experiences, and there may be some valuable experiences they've had, and they'll base it on their own emotions. And the thing is, as much as they may have some experience that is relevant to your situation, it's not necessarily, and they're not involved with divorce on a day-to-day basis, usually. So I would suggest that you may be getting some information from people that isn't completely applicable to what you're going through, or isn't really going to support you in getting the big picture really organized correctly, and to be able to make sure that you're not going to walk right into the many pitfalls that exist in a divorce process. So the next tip is on knowing when, how, and why to work with a lawyer. So the thing about lawyers is that they are usually a part of a divorce in some way or another, but you need to be careful about how they're used and when to bring them in and why to bring them in. You're going to need some solid legal advice, and you're going to get that from a lawyer. However, you need to understand that that's not the same as being represented by a lawyer. And when you are represented by a lawyer, you need to be careful of how you go about that, because there could become a point where you change from communicating directly to your ex-partner, to having the communications go through a lawyer. You need to be really careful about when and if that happens, because once it does, it's likely that a bigger and bigger alienation experience happens between you and your ex-partner. And it's very easy to become upset when you're on the receiving end of a lawyer's communications, because they can easily seem to be antagonistic. And it's very easy to have a bad reaction to that and to begin to become more adversarial when you're feeling this way. So what you really want to be doing is, as bad as, you know, a marriage breakdown is, and the divorce is, in terms of your relationship with your ex-partner, you want to maintain as much as possible some level of goodwill and communication, or even start to resurrect that somehow. And if you have lawyers battling with each other, then you are going to get more and more into that battleground and into that adversarial environment, which you have to be really careful about, because things can escalate and the battles can become bigger and bigger through that time. What you want to do is you want to understand what the key goals are for you. What's really important here? And, you know, what are you fighting for and why? So you need to have the big picture in mind and choose those battles wisely. And what happens in a divorce is that we tend to start to kind of reenact some deeply emotional issues in kind of a dramatic setting through the divorce. So those things that are unresolved between you and your ex-partner get played out on this kind of stage. And it's not what you want to be doing. And that's what my divorce coaching really helps with. Because what you want to do is you want to take those emotional issues and start to clean those up on your own. And when I say on your own, I don't mean without help, because I'm very much about helping people with that. I mean not between you and your ex-partner anymore. You know, you're no longer trying to be married. And so you no longer should be emotionally involved. And so you want to take those emotions and you want to start sorting them and cleaning them up in an individual process, in something that's going to help you to move on in your life in a way that's much more satisfactory to you for your future. But in terms of the actual process of divorce and all the things that are involved in that, you don't want it to be about those emotional things. You want it to be very much about the practical issues at hand. And it's so difficult to separate that. And there's so much that's unconsciously going on in these divorces that it's difficult to see how much you're mixing these things up. And then, you know, if you're dealing with somebody who is maybe being very difficult and maybe causing a lot of problems for you, it can be really difficult to see how to find your way out of that. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to know what your goals really are and why you have those goals. And you need to have some really good reasons for what you're setting out to do. And it needs to not be about things such as, I'm finally going to find my power with this person. This is an example. Like, let's say in the marriage, you've felt that you've been very disempowered, that you haven't had a voice, that you've actually been controlled and manipulated a lot. And now you've decided, I'm not going to be manipulated anymore. Well, that's a healthy decision, but you have to be very careful about how you go about doing that, because It can become very messy if, for example, you decide, well, I'm going to take a stand on a children's issue because I'm going to prove that I'm no longer going to be manipulated. I suggest that that, you know, can be a heroic stance to take. However, I want to suggest that that is such an emotionally complicated thing to set out to do. And you have to be so careful, particularly if there's children involved, because a lot of divorce is about protecting children from conflict. So I really suggest you work with a professional, very much about figuring out what goals to set and how to go about meeting your goals in a really rational, safe way. So that kind of bled right into tip number four, which is do not let emotions and unresolved relationship issues drive what you do. That's exactly what I've been saying around choosing your battles. And I really do urge you so much to pay attention to these emotional issues. I'm not suggesting for a moment that you find a way to just toss those aside and ignore them. It's so key to your well-being and to your future to use this time, which is really a personal crisis, to learn something really important and to heal something in yourself that has been causing some very significant problems for you in your life. And so that, you know, that this is what crisis really is for. And it's such a tragedy, you know, that we have these things take place in our lives. And there's no doubt that it's a very sad thing. It's a very destructive thing on a lot of levels. But there is a way in which it can become useful and positive. And it's important to keep in mind, you know, that our lives really are about our own growth and development and evolution, and that we can always reach further and further for our potential. So when we're hit with these incredible challenges in our lives, it is so important to learn from them, to grow from these challenges, and to heal something that's very deeply needing to heal within ourselves. You know, and that is what a lot of my work is about. So I really help people with the practical steps that they need to take, because those are crucial, you know, because we're talking about, you know, things like, you know, restructuring children's lives and restructuring your financial life and all of these things. So the practical steps that you take are so important. But there is also this other level, which is that, you know, as a human being, there's something really big being asked of you during these crises, and it's an opportunity for a change that can take place, that can, you know, open up so much for you in terms of who you are and what kind of life you can lead into the future. The last tip is about stabilizing the other party as much as possible. And this can be a really tricky mindset to catch hold of, because you can be just, you know, filled with so much frustration at, you know, maybe the way they're behaving or the way they've behaved. You might be so angry or hurt or devastated or fed up. And so it can be very difficult to think about that person in terms of, you know, what they need. But really, what I'm saying here is that no matter what has gone on and what is going on between the two of you, it's in your best interest to stabilize that person as much as possible. Because if they're feeling desperate, if they're feeling like you're cornering them, you know, or pushing them beyond what, you know, the line that they can live with, they're going to become more erratic in their behavior. And what, you know, a desperate person does desperate things, and that really decreases your ability to have reasonable negotiations. it really decreases your ability to cooperate with this person and find a working relationship to get through what you have to get through. And potentially, you know, if you do have children, it's critical that you find a way to cooperate and co-parent on some level, you know, and it varies for different people depending on, you know, the, I guess, the mental health that's available, you know, in order to work well together. But, you know, whatever it is, whatever situation you're faced with, and it may be a very difficult one, you need to find the best way in your situation, you know, the best possible outcomes for your situation. And the, you know, that's something that you may need to speak to me on an individual basis on to really understand what's possible and what, you know, what you're going to want to try to work towards with that person, depending on how bad the situation really is. But what I'm saying is that if you think about stabilizing that person in any way you can so that you're not, you know, kind of driving them towards hysteria. Now, they may be destabilizing you and driving you towards hysteria. But in this tip, I'm just pointing out to you, you know, that your part too in this is that you want to try to calm that person down. And that I might, that might not be talking to them to calm them down, but it might be in terms of the actions that you take. Because if there are certain things that you do that are so distressing to them, you know, that that's going to drive them to another level of maybe aggression or another level of fight, you know, where they're, you know, they're dead set on fighting, you know, and you know, becoming more vindictive or more volatile in the way that they go about pursuing their end goals. So be really careful about that. So I've just covered those top tips for you. Obviously, this is really introductory. You know, I'm sure your situation has a lot of levels to it, a lot of layers to it. And, you know, I want to keep supporting you through it. It's so important that we find a way through these, you know, terrible times that, you know, it just doesn't create more and more chaos and hurt and havoc and confusion in our lives. It's so important for us as people, for our families, for our society to do divorce in a way that is much more supportive and reasonable and helpful and basically productive rather than destructive. So I wish you all the best. If you have anything that you want to ask me, just send that through to me. And I hope that you can have some good results in your life. If you want more information, come and visit me at naomidouglas.com.au or write naomi@naomidouglas.com.au.